Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
This is the Terry Wilson, really?
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher. This is Terry Wilson. Don't tell me a joke before we go on.
Hey, that's my job.
Yep. You're supposed to make me laugh in the right time, not right before we're supposed to.
You forgot to mute your mic as well, so you laughed right into it.
I know. I had the little button. I didn't push it, but that's okay.
Yeah, we got. Have you played with the new mute buttons?
I did last time. I love pushing buttons.
Well, he was just screaming profanity.
I am a button pusher.
Right before we come on, Chris goes, "It's a quality production we got going on here."
Just heard the little ticks of the iPad. Click, 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 click. That's funny.
Hey, guys, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. You are listening to episode 374. Tonight, we're talking about something I really believe that if you want to be successful in business, if you want to be successful in life, if you want to be able to have your way to grow your business, to make more money, there is a characteristic that you got to have, and it's called influence. When you make a sale, when you persuade someone to buy into what you are selling, what you're doing is persuasion. You're persuading them to see it your way, to empathize with your viewpoint. And the way that comes about is through being influential. There are seven characteristics that you've got to have to be influential. Tonight, we're going to break open one of those. And in the next coming weeks, we're going to break up and open, you know, what it does it mean to be influential? What are these characteristics that you've got to have? What, it's not just about being talkative, unfortunately. It's not about being passionate. You can be passionate and have absolutely no influence on people. So tonight we're going to break that open. But before I do, I want to introduce, should I do it? Funny man.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Chris Roop over to the left. How you doing, Chris?
I feel so much more like a lover every time you play this. I just wish my wife felt the way I felt right now.
All right.
That would be amazing. Right.
So you had a hard time influencing your wife.
I don't have a problem influencing her. I just don't have opportunities to influence her.
Just the wrong way. Yes. Your influence is you're pushing her the wrong way, though.
My influence is not positive for me. That's all I'm saying.
You're like the negative end of a magnet. Is that what I'm understanding?
There is influence there. It's just,
it's just the other way.
The wrong direction.
Yeah.
So we got Funny Man Chris Roop is on the panel tonight. And to his right, my son, in whom I am well pleased, the Tickets of Tyrants.
I get it now.
Tickets.
Is actually to my left.
But yeah.
But I guess on the podcast it'd be to the right.
It took me a second. I was like, but yeah, this is a camera.
Hey, you heard it's a quality production we got going on around here.
Yeah, we know what we're doing here. We're real smart.
We really know what we're doing.
What's up, everybody?
Mr. Reagan, how you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How's everybody doing?
Well, we'll get into that.
So that's good.
We'll open that up, I'm sure, as to how everyone's doing. And to Reagan's left.
There you go.
Is that to your
that's
left?
That's better.
And over there, another left. Son in whom I am well pleased.
Oh, yeah, I get the sexy music, too.
Yeah. I flipped the script and put the jazz music on.
I wasn't expecting
that. You know, that's more like the Pink Panther feel, right?
Yeah, it's a little.
I mean,
that feels much more like you.
It does. A little mischievous.
A little
snarky at times.
A little snarky, yeah.
Where do you get that from? You're just like your mama, I guess, right?
My third cousin.
Your third cousin?
Probably. Yeah.
You are silly. You've got to be in a good mood today, though.
Nah, not really.
I'm a
liar.
But yeah, I got a car. So
you got a car?
Nice.
Yeah, I was about to say, you better be in a good mood.
Yeah. It's great.
We're taking it back.
It's great.
We're
going to
take it back.
A Lexus, I hear.
It's July 4th, but.
Yeah, how do you pronounce it? Maserati?
Something like
that. Am I saying that right?
Well, that's the chat Nazi, Mr. River Wilson. He is in the chat room tonight monitoring it and making sure that. What are the chat rules, Reagan?
He's got a random phone call. I'm sorry, that threw me off.
I don't know. Hold on a second. I'm taking this call.
Nobody ever calls.
It is a quality.
Let's answer one of those one time.
It's a quality production. Because
you know what it is. It's a spam of some sort. You know, something like what we do.
Someone with a TW3 dollar. Yes.
You're calling us.
I literally had the rules pulled up. That's why it threw me off. I looked at it. And I was like, well, that's not the chat rules. So the chat rules are stay positive, on point, no cursing or venting.
Now, wait a minute. That applies to you guys.
Yeah, I was about to say.
We all have to obey.
I was like, I like that you made this list. Don't forget that last part. No venting. Sending questions and shout outs now. So.
Oh, send them.
Send in your shout outs. I've got to send in a shout out right now because he texted me. His son is in an all-star game today, baseball game, and that is Greenbacks. He said to tell all of his folks, welcome and thank you for working with him and doing business with him. He wished he could be here tonight, but family comes first. We believe in that, and especially if they're playing baseball. That's pretty cool. River, you remember some of those evenings, right?
Yeah. I do, and it was really nice. I kind of miss it.
Absolutely. So it's good to see everybody on. I see Captain Quackenbush. I see Jay Lee. Chuck Jackson's in the house. Timothy's in the house. Chris Matoli, all the way from Florida. How you doing, Chris? Good to have you in. So we got a lot of great people already in the chat. I see it firing up. If you've got questions, if a recruiter brought you on tonight and you have questions, now is the time to ask. Just anything. You can play Stump the Band. You know, I wonder if they could tell me this. What about this? Anything to do with marketing, anything to do with business, that's what we want to help you with. And here's the little secret about TW3. Most of the time we recommend things outside of TW3 because it might be a better fit for you. And we get paid to help you and get some things that don't cost any money whatsoever because we have a thing called RMP, referral marketing. It's not affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing is where you send someone to something, they buy it, and then you get paid. Referral marketing is where we get paid to send you over just as a lead for the opportunity, maybe for an hourly or salary job, maybe for the opportunity to give you some software to try out for free. And Tom Sellers, my Braves are up there in your neck of the woods. Make sure you guys take care of them tonight. So I see you on tonight. So it's good to have you on, brother. And Carol Edwards from Hotlanta. How you doing, Carol? My hometown. I'm actually from Marietta. So it's good to have you on tonight. So good to have. Oh, there's Miss Spelling Bee. She's
she's on.
She is on. So
watch your words.
I will not be typing anymore from here on out because I know I'll get in trouble with Miss Spelling Bee. So anyway, guys, Chris, real quick, give them the we're doing some giveaways tonight. Let them know what's going on there.
Good stuff going on. Like we've been doing the last little bit, we are doing the sharing the TW3 podcast 374. That's hashtag TW3 podcast 374. If you'll share that on Facebook, Instagram, why am I forgetting LinkedIn, Twitter?
I forgot what social media is.
Yeah, whatever those social media. Well, those are the particular ones that we want you to share that with.
Actually, and if they'll just go to MySpace and put it on there.
If you go to MySpace and put it on there, you automatically win.
You automatically.
That's like, first of all, if you can find MySpace. It still exists.
It does.
Absolutely.
It really?
But it's like turned into like more of a music type thing, like a off-brand Spotify, you know?
Yeah, and it's everybody over 78.
Right, right.
You know, that forgot.
Back in my day.
Yeah, so if you'll do that, and $300 we're going to give away to one person in free restaurant certificates.
That's right. They send them out, and they get food. Outback and Olive Garden.
Yes.
Some really cool stuff.
Yes, and let me say this about both of these. So these are all marketing techniques mm-hmm. that we're using to help show you how to use them, and we're giving them to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some money that's been invested to get these to give to you.
That's right.
But there's also some things that you have to do once you get the certificates and stuff. So just keep that in mind. It's not like you get something in mail and you just go straight over and spend $300.
Right.
But it is free. It is $300 and it's amazing.
It's basically they get $25 a month sent out to them for 12 months, which equals $300. And they get to pick which certificate do they want to go to. Do you want Outback this month? Do you want whatever? And they send it out to you and you go in and it's $25 off of your meal.
Right. So that's a pretty good deal.
It's a pretty good deal.
The second one is 2 nights, 3-day vacation for the first person that purchases the Worthmore Conference. And you can do that at worthmoreconference.com. So that's coming up next year, March the 19th through the 21st. Do we want to talk about that at all?
Before you get too far, what's the hashtag people are asking?
The hashtag is TW3. Hashtag, why don't you type it in? One of you guys type that in. Hashtag TW3 podcast. 374 is the number. And if you'll share that, and listen, here's the trick. If you own YouTube, at the bottom of that screen, you're going to see a little button underneath the thing that says share. Click share and pick one of those, and then just copy and paste what was just put into the chat. Copy that, paste it into that format, and just share it right there. It takes literally 5 seconds.
2 seconds.
Okay, maybe six. 10 seconds if you're a river.
Right. Well, but, yeah.
That's true.
Well, yeah.
Because he can't, you know.
What if you're
can't reach the
what
keys.
If you're a drummer from San Diego, how long would it take you?
If you're Bam Bam, it would take you 1.3 seconds.
That's right.
So back to the conference. And so we're giving away 2 nights, 3-day vacation to the first person that signs up for the conference. And you're saying, well, what's the conference? The conference we do every year. This is going to be our third year. So it's something we plan on doing every year. We haven't done it every year because that would be a lot of years.
Yeah.
But we're going into our third year. It's been really awesome. And it's where we get together in Greenville, South Carolina. All the folks come on in and we do training, and you get to meet Terry, and we get to meet each other. You get to meet some of the people that you work with online, and there's training, and there's keynote speakers, and we're going to do a huge reception. So there's a lot of fun going on. And this year we got some really cool stuff. Because we were talking about that even beforehand. You know, a really great idea that won't be unveiled here. Why don't we tell them? It'll be unveiled at the ELT
Mastermind Group. We'll talk about it this Wednesday night.
So if you're an ELT member and you miss that, you are an idiot. And because it is, what we're going to offer is limited.
That's called the hard close.
No, really, you should.
Yeah.
You should just give up on life is all I'm saying.
Hey, come on now.
If you don't show up to that, I mean, because there's only going to be 4 people that are going to have the opportunity to do it. Yeah, that's pretty bad. We all feeling bad. I feel like I should be censored. We don't have the 7-second button.
Thank you. Reagan, there's a mute button.
I got muted. Right.
Sorry, guys.
Supposed to touch it. So it is going to be an awesome conference. Today, we've been in Greenville downtown and Terry working on this.
Guys, if y'all remember the facility we had this year, well, just times what?
Probably times 10. I mean, it's really awesome.
It is going to rock some folks' socks off. And some of the things we're going to be able to do this year.
Yes.
That we've wanted to do, but just didn't have the technology yet to do.
There's going to be some awesome stuff.
It's going to be some really, really cool.
What we have the technology.
So, here's the good news for you, Reagan.
It's a Jurassic Park, right? Yeah.
We don't have to worry about audio and visuals and all video recording it. It's all done for us.
It's all taken care. We've got a team coming in that's going to do it.
Well, now I'm excited.
See, it's just going to be us going in and doing what we do.
No, that's going to be awesome.
Let's just do us, because we got a whole team that's going to come in and make that happen. And the facility is off the chain.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's for you guys, it's near the Aloft.
It is. And, it is.
We can't say yet. Yeah. We shouldn't say yet. But
we haven't signed the contract.
And Suzanne, is it Suzanne?
Yep. At the Aloft.
We're working with her to make it an incentive for everybody to get there so they won't have to shop around since we're getting it so early. So hopefully we can get you a really, really good rate so that if this facility works out that we're talking about. I'm excited, man. I think our members are just going to flip out.
Yeah, some of the things we're going to do next year are going to be really cool. And we do know this is a fact at this point, because the two places that we have been looking at, even though this one's where we're landing, the maximum capacity will be 100 people.
Yes, which means if you plan on coming to the conference, do not wait. Do not wait.
Yes, tickets have already been on
sale. Tickets have been on sale since the first of this month, and we are selling them. And we don't have but so many left. And because the room that we're renting only holds 100.
Yep.
And we can't, because we tried, well, what if we go over a little bit? And then, nope, fire marshal, nope. Yep.
No, yeah. And especially this room we looked at today, there were 70 seats out and there wasn't much more room to put chairs. So
we could.
100 will be the max, and we will not go over it.
And we won't go over it, so.
So two nights, 3-day vacation for the first person does that today.
So if they buy, whoever buys a ticket, first person
gets it.
You're going to get a two night. And what's the caveats on the?
Yeah, it's an interesting 2 days, three nights. So there are blackouts on these. So if you're planning on going July 4th somewhere, no, you're not going to do it. The hot spots are going to be taken. So they have set dates. You pick the dates. You pick the city, I guess, first and where you want to go.
Yeah. Make it drive distance so you're not having to pay a lot.
Yeah. If you want to go close and it won't cost you much.
Yeah.
If you do it somewhere else, they're going to probably require, I think it's $50 that you send in advance that holds the room and then it will cover any taxes.
Right.
And then what's left, they give back to you. So, I mean, again, like a lot of these things, these are marketing techniques that you use. That has some small little caveats that you need to be aware of. But at the end of the day, you go, is free.
Yeah.
And you have a great time.
And it's
pick the place.
And guys, if you're an ELT member, what we're giving away to our general public and general audience, you have access to in your back office to use in your business as well. So make sure you do that.
Okay. Well, where would they find that, Terry?
Well,
in
that,
the back office.
That would be in their ELT training module.
Beautiful.
And there's actually a mastermind group, one of our Eagles Landing mastermind group session masterminds that we had that goes over that and how to use it and how I've used it. I got hooked up with this marketing incentive company years ago when I was doing insurance. I would use our voice broadcast dialer, leave a voicemail and say, hey, I'm just going to be real with you. I want 5 minutes on the phone to give you a quote on insurance because I'm going to try to sell you insurance. But whether you buy it or not, I'm going to give you fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. And people, it was amazing how many people responded. It's sort of like the guy that's begging on the side of the road that's holding up a sign and says, I'm not going to lie, I just need beer.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's very effective.
I tell you, sometimes that technique in marketing works better than anything else. Just bold in your face. Hey, I'm not going to lie, I just want to sell you insurance, but
we'll use money for alcohol, but you know, if you want to donate. Exactly.
Like those. But I promise. So guys, get your shout outs in. Go ahead and get those going and get your questions in, because when we come back from the break, we're going to get into that. We've got I meant to tell you this.
Then say it.
There's still time.
Because this is only
awkward. That seemed like an awkward interruption.
But we're talking about influence tonight. That's the subject matter. And so anytime you're wanting to sell anything, you know, I always tell people, you got to have influence. I had the most awkward sales environment today shopping for a car. I kid you.
Are you still on this?
I kid you not. I went to a car dealership and I wasn't financing the car. I wasn't haggling. We saw the car we wanted. The car that we wanted, the sticker was acceptable.
Yep.
Time was more valuable to me because Chris was coming down. And I knew we had to be in Greenville, so I wasn't going to haggle over a few hundred. This is the car I want. This is what I'll pay. So I go up to the guy. I got to go talk to my sales manager. So, what do you got to talk to your sales manager about? I'm wanting to pay you what you just asked. What is there to talk about? Well, I still got to talk to my sales manager. And finally, I get to the sales manager. And I said, listen, I'm not trying to haggle. Okay, we can do it for that. Well, I would hope you can do it for what you
have. Oh, you can do it for what's on the sticker? Well, that's nice to know.
Thank you. And then he goes, well, we got to go talk to the finance manager. I said, I'm not financing it. I want to hand you cash, and I want you to hand me keys. Why is this difficult? Well, we still got to go talk to the finance manager.
Wow.
And talk to the finance manager. Are you sure you want to pay for this?
It was like the anti-sell, because we came up like a drive-by throwing cash at him, like, please let us buy your car.
Please, for the love of God.
They were like,
you don't want this.
You don't want
it.
Sure.
And he says, well, I could do 90 days same as cash. Don't you want to at least do something like that? Use someone else's money? That's how I look. I know you get origination fees. You get, you know, spiffs, whatever they give. I know you're trying to sell a loan. I don't want a loan. I want to give you what's in my hand. And I want you to give me what's in your hand.
Literally pushing a cash of like a pile of cash. He's like, no, I don't want it.
It's the way the economy works, guys.
He's like, I want that, but like every 3 months from now. I don't want it right now.
I have never in my life been in a situation where you literally could not give people money to buy a car. Cars, Chris, is a funny, funny thing.
Yes.
Funny.
Well, it's funny that you say cars and have this awkward throw.
What a beautiful segue.
It was almost that like was as smooth it was, as a pile it was up almost on like this was unplanned. Like I just no, I do have a great story because I was telling you about this whenever you start talking about what we're going to be talking about today, and I said, "Hey, I have a great story. It probably doesn't apply, but we'll try to make
it." That seems so natural.
Did that feel better?
This is a very sophisticated show,
but this is very true. Not made up whatsoever. I went to Orlando with some guys. And we flew in. I got there first. I went early and I rented a car. And so it was a bunch of us. It was about six or seven of us. So I got a Suburban, a big, big car, right? Mm-hmm. And so I get the car. I've got to now wait on them. So I'm driving around and I kept thinking, it's brand new, literally had like 80 miles on it. And I'm driving it and I'm like, man, something's not right. There's like a vibration or something every little bit. It was just weird. I was like, man, I just don't know. And it just felt awkward. Pick the guys up. We head back to the hotel. So when we get to the hotel, this is a big vehicle. So right. I say, I'm going to back it in so I can get out easy and I won't have to try to figure out if car's coming or whatever. And so I go to back it in. And as I'm backing it in, this vibration I was talking about, it's on my butt. And the closer I get to the curb, and I know what some of you are saying out there. You're like, don't, like, oh, you never been in a car. No, I haven't. I don't buy new cars because I don't want them. I don't know. I just drive whatever I can. Anyway, I'm driving this and I'm backing it in. And the more I back it in, the more it vibrates because it's getting close to the wall. So it's a sensor of some sort that tells you when you're getting ready to hit something. And then when it really gets right up on it, I mean, it's like in 100 mile an hour. It's like really grabbing at it. You know, it's like, and here's what went through my head. This is what went through my head. Seriously. I'm not kidding. I thought, this is amazing. It was the greatest feeling.
Will I've you marry had. Me?
I know. I'm like, why do I not have a Suburban? Everybody should have a Suburban. And so I'm not making this up. The guys are laughing at me because I'm telling them. I'm like, guys, this is the most amazing thing I've ever experienced. And so I pull forward and I back up. I pull forward, I back up. And the guys are like, just stop. Let us get out. So they get out. I pull forward and I go back. So finally I'm like, this is amazing. So we go up and it's funny because then all of a sudden the guys are like, I'm like, hey guys, who's going to go buy some drinks and snacks? And there was a fight. Like, no, I'll go. No, seriously, I'll go. And I'm like, you know, and so all of a sudden I noticed, you know, and I won't say the guy's name, but he goes, this guy named Bobby. So he goes and when he comes back, there he is. Cause I'm not making this up. He's pulling it in. He bags it straight back into the thing and forward. That night I'm getting ready to go to bed. And the guy that I'm sharing a room with, he says, hey man, I got to go outside for a little bit. And so he left and I thought, I know what that mug is doing. And I looked out the window. He had grabbed the key and went out there. It's a little fob. And he's going forward and back, forward and back. And here's all I'm going to say to you. I'll say all that to say this. It was an amazing experience. And it's, you know, if I had this thought, whenever my buddy went to go get the drinks and stuff, if my wife would use this technique with me, if she would just grab my butt occasionally, like whenever she's, hey, why don't you go wash the dishes? And she'd just grab it a little bit. I mean, she would get so much stuff. You want to influence me? You want to influence me? Give my butt a jiggle.
We'll be back right after this, guys. Thank you so much.
You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the service.
services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it, and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. terrywilson3.com/freebook. Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to terrywilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's terrywilson3.com/call center.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Yes, Chris is still jiggling over here. TMI.
Is there anybody still on the podcast?
Thomas King said TMI. TMI.
Hey.
I'm with you.
Or Thomas Bell. I am helping you out. I'm doing you a favor. I'm doing your wife a favor.
And what is that? You haven't come over here and jiggled, so I don't see how you're
helping. I'm saying that if she would, more stuff would get done around the house. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not going to argue.
I imagine it's times like this that God's just up there watching, going, why? What are you doing?
We're a testimony to God's grace. That is for sure. Go ahead. What are the questions, Mr. Reagan?
Every day, we stray further from God's light.
How are the certificates distributed?
How the tickets distributed as well.
How are the certificates distributed?
How are the certificates distributed?
Restaurant certificates. How do we distribute those?
So we're giving it away to someone tonight that has shared our podcast using the hashtag TW3podcast. We send them out a restaurant certificate voucher. They sign up for it. It's handled through the Diners Club, I think is the company.
I think they're more wondering how is it sent. So email.
Well, they fill the information out and then they mail it to them once. A month. Gotcha. Is the way it works.
Okay. Let's see here. So we won the vacation for signing up, purchasing tickets for the conference last week. How long does it take normally, to access that? Hey, this boy needs a vacation.
check your junk spam or promotional folder. It should have already gone out and it goes out through your email. If you don't see it, send in a ticket.
Yeah.
And
which Mike, yeah, he has.
And we will resend it.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. This one's from Leslie. Which industry has consistent lead buyers that are always placing a order every week?
Lead buyers typically that we get a lot of is going to be in the sales heavy industries such as insurance, real estate, direct sales. We see a lot of people because, I'm not saying this is the way the industry is. It's just the way this business is because this started in the insurance world. The way this whole platform started was I was tired of buying terrible leads. And so I came up with a lead generation marketing system that consists of various softwares, websites, and different things. And then I just train others on what I did to become successful and what I do on a day-to-day basis. That's our package at one level or the other. But insurance typically because the insurance lead sources out there, not all of them, so I'm not trying to make a disparaging blanket remark for everyone, but a lot of them, let's just be honest, is trash, okay? You buy a lead that has been sold to, 40 other agents, and so by the time you get to that particular person, they're not interested in buying insurance or even talking to someone because you're the 15th person that's called and pestered them that day. So people within that industry really find value in our tools because they get exclusive leads. It's only working with them. So they like that. So insurance guys, real estate guys, people in direct sales, retail, restaurant. I've got a lot of pizzerias that like using our bulk texter and things of that nature.
Cool. Let's see here. Also, how dare you say this is software? You silly goose. It's on a website. You big dummy.
Don't get me started.
Remember, no venting. Just seems like we have rules. No venting.
Don't poke the bear.
I'm allowed to poke the bear. We have rules.
Chris said not to poke the bear.
I wouldn't do it, guys.
Let's see here. This one's from Lisa.
Y'all got way too much time on you.
Planning to upgrade. How fast is the ramp up time for plus RMP payouts?
It depends on your agent that you're working with. RMP companies pay differently. Different offers pay differently. So there's no one blanket way. So usually the quickest you'll get paid is 2 weeks. Most of the time it's every month. And usually the when you first get into the plus membership and you start with RMP, you're going to probably get some offers that pay out monthly at first. But as you start building your book of business, showing them that you know what you're doing, you know, get a reputation, you'll be able to definitely do it. And Chris Miller's on here tonight, and congratulations, Chris. Chris is a rock star. I mean, he is just knocking out, making $2,000 or more a week using our tools. He was at the conference. He's in the financial services industry. He uses our tools every week to generate leads for financial services. And this goes to a lot of times people that either not listening to me or want to just make a disparaging remark for one reason or the other and say, oh, it's just a, you know, get rich quick business opportunity. That's all. You buy it to resell it. Well, here's proof positive right here. Here's a gentleman that hasn't sold one TW3 product and package yet, but he's making good money using the tools, the software, the systems, the websites, and everything.
The training.
You saw? Did you see his thing that he had sent in? He had said,
"I didn't. I'm sorry."
Said I had another $2,000 this week in earnings attributed directly to the info learned right here at TW3 last week, and it only took me 10 minutes of my time.
I appreciate that, Chris. Yeah. I mean, you're knocking it out. You're a rock star, brother.
Yep. So let's see here. I am. Sorry, I'm having a hard time reading. How do we access the Wednesday night trainings and videos? I don't believe this person is a.
If you're not a member, you don't have access.
I could be wrong, though, so okay. I apologize if you are.
If you are a member, then you're going to have a username and password that logs into the back of your website that has all of the tools, the software, the systems, the training, everything is back there hosted on your website. And then there's a big tab right there in the middle that says live training. And
is there any software in that back office?
there's lots and lots and lots. Lots, just there's so much software
and training.
That's the key piece. I'm training. I'm drowning in it.
Yes, but it's not on your computer. So
no, our software that you get.
You might as well just address this. You've already
not going to.
Well, you are addressing it.
I am. I'm just not.
Yes. No, we're doing it in a third party way that's condescending. So it's kind of fun for us.
So for those of you that are listening, if you're curious of what's going on. And I'm not going to tell you what's going on, but I'm going to tell you that we are answering a question.
Cliffhanger.
Right? We're answering a question and concern.
What we call this is a cliffhanger where the season ends.
Yes.
The show actually ends.
It's like, what do you call it? We were talking about that show today.
So now we're
going to Sopranos. It just black screen.
You know? Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Don't stop believing.
You'll never know.
All right, next topic.
That's a great song. That's a wonderful song.
Stay on topic. I'm looking. How we set the rules up. We set the rules up, I tell everybody almost every week, I was like, the rules are in place for mostly us, actually. It's just a reminder. I'm looking to boost leads for my insurance business. What technical filtering would you use? Broadcast message, setup,
et cetera. Yeah, you need to be a plus member, and I go through... A lot of times my members have to use insurance and certain products as an analogy on how they are to use the tools to generate leads for whatever industry they're in. If you're in insurance, you're going to love this because you don't have to, you know, make that connection between, okay, I can apply this over here.
Right.
It's right there. Okay. You sell final expense life insurance. Here is the age group that you set your filters at. Here is the campaign that you should run. Here is the script that you should use.
Shh, Siri.
Everything. Is that Siri talking?
It's my phone case. It randomly presses Siri.
Oh, and by the way, that reminds me, Miss CBD oil is not with us tonight.
You know, I haven't been talking about that. Yeah.
She's missing. So let's just poo-poo on Lindsay all night tonight because she's not here to defend herself.
Well, it's just awkward because I'm sitting over here where she normally sits. So I feel like I'm in the wrong spot.
Yeah, I feel like. Do you feel smarter for sitting over there?
No, I do not.
Do you feel higher?
I do.
You feel a little elevated. You look a little
elevated. I feel healthy. I feel very healthy. I feel very relaxed. Very relaxed.
You look chill.
I am chiller than chill. I think there was some CBD oil left on this chair. Seeping into my pores.
We love you, Lindsay. We're just playing. We love you.
She's not listening.
Cool. She's not listening. She's with family.
She'll listen
She's
later.
She's asleep right now.
Yeah. That is the truth.
Yeah, accurately, she would be asleep. Let's see here. From what I understand, you can also use the TW3 software, thank you, to blog in addition to selling SRT packages. How does that work exactly? Do you use the same software that comes with the SRT packages?
So,
Sales Rep and Trainer.
Sales Rep and Trainer package is got all the tools. There's just not a lot of training on how to use all the tools. You're given specific directions on how to use a few of the tools. For instance, we have a landing page plugin, which according to the beginner's guide of WordPress, plugins are softwares that WordPress uses. And so you would use that. You would use the opt-in forms. You would use the redirects and the autoresponders. Autoresponders is software that you use to automatically respond to email. And all of these are in the cloud.
Right. It's up in the...
They don't come down on
the
your
cloud's
computer.
Made up though.
Yeah.
It's a figment.
Yeah. So if you want to understand this technically, software is code.
Yeah. Written hardware, in PHP or HTML or some. Yes.
And hardware is the stuff that executes.
I feel bad. We probably shouldn't keep. We're beating a dead horse and nobody's even.
I'm not talking about
that.
No,
we're talking about
this.
That.
Is educational. I will say.
What you're talking about.
The autoresponder, I've been dealing. I don't use it personally. The way we do it through TW3. I have my own system.
Yeah.
Which is probably not better. So the autoresponder, do you think that, you could take just 1 second and explain what that means?
Yes, absolutely. I'd love to. Thank you.
The only reason is because I'm getting asked this
by some of your clients. Correct. And stuff. So an autoresponder is an email software that, will respond as you add people to the list. You can program it to say every time someone is added to this list, send out this email. Then send out this email, and you can program when those emails are sent out. You can make up you can write 10 different form letters, and in those letters they have links. And so we teach you, we've got actually a template in the back office.
There's some already there and you can just edit it.
Yeah. Right. It's basically you just copy and paste, except put your links in, put your name in. And we teach you how, there's a template to go by. You can go to terrywilson3.com/aweber. Set up your own autoresponder, but you're going to have to pay them monthly, like $20. Or if you're a member, you can pay Mr. River over here $29, and then he will go in and set it up for you, so you don't have to worry about that. And then he'll go in and sync it to your opt-in form and your landing page software, so that your autoresponder software will work in conjunction.
So as soon as someone applies for a position, it would then just automatically kick in and start.
It automatically kicks out. Now we've
thus got the auto part.
The auto part. Right. Now we've got some training in the back office. If you're a member, make sure you go to the Wednesday night private membership training, because we show you how to use text, and we've got some actually free text solutions and software in your back office you can use to capture those opt-ins that you have, upload them to that software. And send it out saying, hey, I got your opt-in here, or I got your application, or whatever you're doing. I'm just making sure, because most of the time you're going to have 100 people come into this form.
Right.
And even with you sending out auto responses, only 25 will make it through what we call a sales funnel, and then fill out that long form, that survey. Right. So we call it flushing out your funnel. What you need to do is send text. Hey, because a lot of times people don't open their email, or the email went spam.
So there's another 75 that you might can try to pick up two or three more.
Right.
To increase it. And the best way to do that is through the texting.
Because 99%.
I would still use the email.
You still use it because that's going to.
It's multiple opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah. You're touching them on several different levels. And you're going to get a lot more conversion on your opt-ins. They're going to go from just being an opt-in to actually someone that's looking at the video presentations of what you're selling. And then if they fill out that long form the way we teach you, that's pretty much them saying, hey, I've seen everything. I'd like to move forward on this, but I want to have a conversation with a real person. I'm not, because I question people that drops $1,500 and $3,000 online before they have a real conversation with someone and really understand what they're buying, because that's a recipe for frustration and aggravation.
Yep.
Because especially with us, because all this is digital and the nature of it, once you buy it, you bought it.
Right.
And that's always been a bone of contention with some. I've said it on every podcast.
Man, that really ruined the timing of my joke. Having my mic muted. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to ignore it now.
Yeah. But, it's good to know. So for members, as you get into this, the tools that are there, and as you're generating leads, there's some great tools that are auto responding to keep in front of those people to take it from 20, if you've got 100 prospects who are responding in some way, you're trying to increase the higher success rate that you have. And
you're trying to drive up your conversion rates.
Right. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah. Cause I mean, and here's the magic sauce with us is we show you, especially if you're plus or elite, even if you're a sales rep, we show you a strategy to where you can give people something and get paid for sales rep and trainer. What is that? You give them our affiliate program, you work with them, you start reselling them leads so you can start helping them. It little, because the hard part of being an affiliate or sales affiliate is you don't have leads, and that's the hardest part of any business. So
right,
no matter what credential level, you've got that. But if you're a plus or elite, you can give them hourly and salary jobs. That's why anytime someone makes an accusation, it says, I came to Terry because I was looking for a job and they sold me this and took advantage of me. They're not paying attention, because every podcast I say, if this isn't right for you,
right,
we want to help you and get what's right for you.
Right.
And this might not be the thing right now. Let us help you get an hourly salary job, because we get paid to do it and you pay nothing.
Yeah. Everybody wins. That's what
everybody wins. So great question. Great conversation. What else, Mr. Reagan?
Let's see here. Which industry has consistent lead buyers that are always placing?
Answered that.
Oh, did I repeat it?
Yeah.
Sorry, you filibustered. I forgot what I asked.
well, let's get a second answer. Come on.
I'll like to try to answer you know this time.
I didn't like that one.
God forbid I filibuster on my own
answer
podcast.
Differently this time.
Sorry. Let's see here. Are press ones the only form of live leads that you sell to lead buyers?
Live leads?
Mm-hmm. It says, are press ones the only form of live leads that you sell to?
No. Matter of fact, I rarely do press one campaigns, hardly. There are some instances that you can do that, but they're getting fewer and far between. So we have other strategies that we can generate live leads without doing the press one. And we get into deep training on how to use that with voicemail drops and things of that nature. But there's a better, more sophisticated, but better, cleaner way of doing it. And everybody wins and no one gets ticked off and you stay compliant with all of the regulatory authorities that regulate. Because to my knowledge, I'm not saying we are the only one. I'm just saying I don't know of anyone else that not only provides the voice broadcast dialing software, but we also provide the data for that system and software to use to dial out that cloud-based software that's in the clouds that you have access to once you become a member. It's through your back office.
Oh, so you have access to it on every computer you have.
Exactly. That's the advantage.
So it's
of having
even better.
It. Yeah.
Than
because you might computers. Have a Mac, or you might have a PC, or you might have, you know, a tablet. Yeah.
You might be at your grandma's house. She has that old, you know, Apple from like, but if you can log on to the internet,
you might be at a college in a cry closet and need it because you need a safe space, but you could have access to it. See.
Yeah.
I'm just having fun. Come on, let your old man have a little.
We're just joking.
Yeah, I know.
It's funny, just a joke.
It's just a joke. Yeah, just joking around. I mean, we're all friends here.
Just horsing around. Horsing, beating a dead horse around.
Let's see. He just made a millennial joke.
No, I wasn't talking about.
Are the leads that we sell TCPA compliant?
Yes.
They're what?
All right. That was pretty easy. That was the best one so far. I like that one. Let's see here. Do we have access to each live podcast review, the last one, like Chris referred to?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can go to terrywilson3.com/iTunes, subscribe, and you could get access if you're using iTunes. You can go to terrywilson3.com/podcast and see all of the different podcasts. You can go to stitcher.com and then in the search bar, type in Terry Wilson 3. And it's right there. So no matter what medium you use, what platform you're on, you can use it all.
What I would personally do when I got there is I would just go to every other episode. That's the ones I'm on.
I would avoid the ones. Lauren, if we're being incorrect, you correct us, Lauren, if we need to. I'll straighten these guys up if they're not being correct.
What was the question?
He says no need to be politically correct in here. That has nothing to do with politics. That was demographics. You know? That was sociology. I don't care which way they vote.
I don't care either.
I see. I think the
I just don't want to hold them and cuddle them.
Vote who you want.
Just, my little sweet innocent child.
Just don't make me pay for your pacifier.
That's a good joke.
That's fine. That's a good joke.
Come on.
No, it's good.
You can't laugh at that.
It's good.
You guys wondering jokes.
Having fun.
Yeah.
It's good.
Look, my back hurts.
We're making fun of Reagan. That's Reagan's generation. Come on.
But my butt feels amazing.
All right, come on. Let's.
I'm trying to change the subject.
No,
no. All right.
Our exclusive leads. 30 days exclusives to that lead buyer.
You did it well. That's a hard shift.
Do you need two mics?
Terry? Terry said, I need two mics. This one's not enough.
I try to ask the question 14 times and we never get to it. And then the moment that there's blood,
you're not going
to answer. You know what? Let me get to the question here.
What was it?
You're not going to answer.
I don't know.
The exclusive leads are your leads. You're not buying leads, Leslie. You're generating leads with the tools and the data. So as soon as that lead is created, you've got it at that point, you know, whenever it was created, that's the genesis of it. So, you control how it's here's what I did, because this is the way the big boys did it back when I was in insurance. I would generate a bunch of leads. I would look at who looked better to me than others.
Right.
I would call on the better leads and I would sell off the lesser quality leads to other people. And that's exactly, if you want to know why you're getting leads online, because think about it. If you're in insurance, you ought to know this. Let's say, for instance, your premium is a life insurance policy. It's a term life. It's $100 a month. That's $1,200 annual premium. Based on your contract, you could make anywhere from $600 up to $1,800, you know, a street level with some of these contracts. Why would anybody sell a lead that could yield them anywhere from $600 to $1,800 for $40?
Right. Doesn't make any sense.
So what they do is they take the ones they know are hot, ready to rock and roll. They send it to their in-house people. And usually it's companies like Mutual of Omaha and these other companies. Because if you'll notice where the lead companies are located at, a lot of times they're where these big boys are located out in Nebraska and other places. And so what happens is they generate the leads. They take what's good. And then they offset the cost of marketing by selling off the leads that didn't look so good, or they've been called on, and then they sell them off.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, think about it. How many of those that you actually call, and then they go, you know.
Yeah, because you have
I've been
chase.
Called 15 times. It's been sold so many times.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. The way to make money in any business, I don't care what you're in. We're talking insurance, but it could be real estate.
Absolutely.
The way to make money is learning how to generate leads. Because once you have that, you have the keys of the kingdom. It doesn't matter what business you're in. That's the whole neat thing about being an elite member with Terry, Wilson3.com. You've got this RMP package that you go pick what business you want to be in and say, oh, I like this business. I'm going to start generating leads. And a lot of our RMP offers, you're not selling product. You're selling leads to people who want to sell product, which is even
right
more lucrative. It's really cool. So good question, Reagan. Keep them coming.
That was the, and it was asked. in just an amazing way.
It's very,
he did a great job.
Yeah. I thought the question was very articulate, the way it was delivered and everything.
Is there another question on there?
All right. Let's see here. What was the last one you asked, honestly? Cause I don't know where you left off.
It's the one with the leads.
Do you sell aged leads? Was that it?
Yeah. I haven't answered that one.
Okay.
We don't sell aged leads. We sell data for you to generate leads. We don't sell leads.
Well, you can purchase leads, but
let me back up. There is one type of leads we sell for people who want to buy opportunity and job leads that are recruiting in TW3 for the purposes of reselling TW3 as a platform for work from home. We do sell those type of leads because we get so many. Right. And so we sell them off because we get them through the podcast. We get them through our own ad copy that we're doing. We get them through social media that we're doing. So that's the really only quote unquote type of lead we sell. What we sell is the tools and the training on how to generate leads. We don't sell leads. And that's the way the call center works. And they're
high quality leads. Yeah. We're showing you how to generate leads. So you're literally creating your own system. So the same tools and resources that you used to purchase from, you're now that guy.
Yeah. You went from being a consumer of leads to a producer of leads.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what you have the ability to do now?
What?
Sell those leads.
And then sell those leads.
You can sell it to other insurance people.
Oh, listen, you can sell to other insurance people. You generate leads. If you're an elite member, you can give stuff away. You can sell them if it's a good client for you. If it doesn't look right for you, you sell that lead off to someone else. So you always, the beautiful thing about this platform is if you work it the way we show you, you will always make money regardless if you make a sale or not. So, I mean, you're in a very cash flow positive position, but you got to do it the way it's illustrated.
Do you run Facebook ads to generate any of your leads?
Yes.
Right. That's one of the techniques.
That's one of many techniques we use and one of many platforms that we use. Absolutely. Guys, we've got some great questions, I thought, tonight. Let's see here. How fast can you get a process lead to set up an appointment with the Mach 5 funnel? 2 hours and 25 minutes. That's how fast. Yes, it works. It's alive. Bam, bam. Yeah, we've got. And here's another way. And this illustrates, guys, another way that members make money. With TW3, as an elite member, you have resources and advanced training to where you can do what a lot of our, like Captain Quackenbush has basically created his own product that supplements TW3. Mm. It's something that he's designed and put together that is a fully automated a funnel with chatbots and autoresponders and all kinds of stuff. And he has put in hours and hours and hours. And he is just the type, most people that have that sophisticated of a process will keep it to themselves because they don't want to share it. I mean, why would you want to create competition for yourself? But he's that type of guy. He's got what I call a pastor's heart, mm-hmm. a coaching heart. He wants to help people. And so I approached him. I said, would you be willing to open this up to our members so other people could use this product that you've created with our tools? He said, absolutely. And so, but if you come on as an elite member, maybe you are really proficient in another area, a sales process, a script, or something else. We teach you as an elite member how to build product and create product so that you can be a product creator and have your own stuff as well. So it is very, very cool.
Somebody said, please explain the Mach 5 funnel, which you could explain it, or if they want to try and go back to next week or last week.
If you're a member, you need to go back into the training of 2 weeks ago, go into the private training of a couple Wednesdays ago, but it's there and Mark is doing a presentation. Yeah. If you're not a member, I would tell you that's not something, just it's a funnel that we use that is fully automated with a lot of sophisticated stuff, but I don't want to get too sophisticated or too out in the weeds with it right now.
Yeah, sure. All right. Well, it looks like that was one of our last questions. So.
Very, very good. Well, guys, I hope you're learning a lot tonight, guys. I hope this is a value to you of what you're getting so far. When we get back, I want to talk to you about something that if you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to be a successful business person, you got to be influential. Okay? If you're not influential, all you're doing is making noise. And God knows sometimes that's all I'm doing is making noise. But sometimes I'm getting smart about how to be more influential. Not make so much noise, but actually persuade rather than just, make noise. So when we get back, we'll go into how to become. We're going to go into the first characteristic right after this.
So there's two things that I use on a daily basis to make more money, make more sales. Because I have learned over 20 some odd years of being an entrepreneur is most people do not make a significant purchase the first time they hear about it, or even the second time. As a matter of fact, it normally takes six encounters with a client before they will ever decide to pull the trigger on anything. How do you scale a business if you can't automate that process? One of the things and tools that I use is AWeber, which is an automatic email marketing system. Right now, you can get a 30-day free trial by going to terrywilson3.com/AWeber. That's terrywilson3.com/AWeber, AWeber, and try their services out. I think you're going to really like it. And if you decide to keep it after 30 days, they'll give you a discount for using that code. Go to terrywilson3.com/AWeber right now and put your marketing and your sales process on autopilot.
So how would you like to put your income on autopilot? You know, you've heard several online marketing gurus say the loot is in the list. And it is true. Email marketing done correctly will amass you thousands, if not millions of dollars. Part of my affiliate CPA and referral marketing business that I do, that I bring in thousands of dollars a week, is done by email marketing. But if you're just starting out, which systems do you use? What script do you use? How do you even get emails? All of those things make it tough when you're first getting started. So go over to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. I wrote an ebook called The $1 Million Email Marketing System. And it's a book, and it's also video formulas and things there that's going to illustrate exactly what to use, how to use it, where to go to get certain emails that you need, how to present those emails when you send them out. Everything you need to do to start your own email marketing business and bringing that in as part of your strategy on how to make money, you can get by going to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. That's terrywilson3.com/MDEMS.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
It's really not even an option.
You're calling in sick today.
I'm loving it.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I tell you, the one has got the best bit on McDonald's is that comedian.
Jim Gaffigan.
It's Jim Gaffigan's is great.
Yeah.
About Waffle House, too. He has a great Waffle House.
One on... Nobody eats at McDonald's, but somehow they make like, what, $30 billion a year or something crazy? Like,
that is a great bit. It is. Nobody wants to admit that they eat at McDonald's, but they serve 60 million hamburgers a year.
Yeah, somebody you ask my friends, and they'll say, no, I didn't. I've never eaten at McDonald's.
You eat at McDonald's? I'm not eating here. No.
I'm not eating McDonald's. What are you doing here? I'm here to see a prostitute. He should be here any moment.
That's a great line.
I mean, to
because
say.
Because it would be better. To be with a prostitute.
He's saying
it would be to eat at McDonald's.
Yeah. He would rather people think of him, me.
Here to meet a hooker.
Then he really should be thought of as someone who would actually eat at McDonald's.
So now what That's we just funny. Encouraged everybody to do when they're done with this podcast, type Jim Gaffigan.
Yes.
McDonald's.
You've got.
And listen, here's all I'm going to say.
Mark said, Hot Here. Pockets.
No, here's all I'm going to say. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that Hot Pockets is definitely the top, probably the best comedy bit, maybe of all time. It's on my top 10 list.
I don't know of anyone before him that gave that third person voice like he does.
Yeah, it's incredible.
That's pretty brilliant.
Yeah, and I had a friend of mine in the comedy world. I'll give him a little shout out, Lee Harden in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Lee, back in, it was about 10, 12 years ago when Jim Gaffigan was, he was doing a college show. He was there around the very first time he started doing it. And it was an accident at first. He did it in a bit, you know, sort of on the cuff.
Isn't that amazing?
As a third voice. It got such a reaction that he immediately said, oh, I've got to figure this out.
This is my thing.
It is his shtick now.
Yeah. Oh,
that's his whole shtick.
And he said it was cool to see it and then what it's become.
Well, now he kind of, he pokes fun out of it a little bit because like he'll start his shows in that voice and just go on for 10 minutes. And then he ends it with like, he's still in this voice, huh? Like,
yeah. How long can he do that voice? How long
can he talk like that?
That's my favorite part. What he does is, how many jokes on bacon can you do? And then he does another 10 minutes.
Apparently a lot.
Yes.
But anyway, guys, tonight we're talking about the seven traits of being influential. And this comes from the website Karen, Karen-Keller.com. If you want to buy her material, what?
Nothing.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay. You look like something was going on.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. So now I'm going to, that's all I'm going to worry about.
Well, he had a booger on his nose.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
His ears.
Yeah. That's all it was.
So anyway, there are seven, she's isolated. She is a clinical psychologist that works with CEOs and Fortune 500 leaders and sales professionals and things like that. And I'm always looking for content like that because at the end of the day, a person who is emotionally and psychologically healthy is someone who is going to be healthy in every area of their life, including business. So mindset matters, as we say at TW3, more so than anything else. Give me someone that has got a congruent psychological makeup, and I'm going to show you someone that's going to be successful at what they're doing, regardless if they're some top-notch salesperson, technical guru, or anything else. It all starts with there because you can't learn, you can't expand, you can't pick up new skill sets if your mindset is restrictive. And so she goes into that. So I'm going to give you the seven tonight, and then we're going to break open this thing about confidence. So the first one is confidence. That's the first trait you've got to have if you want to be influential. Next week, we're going to be talking about commitment. You got to have commitment if you're going to be influential. I will tell you, that's one of the secret things about what we do. I can't tell you how many people says, Terry, the reason I joined your business is because you've been saying the same thing, doing the same thing for the last 10 years, over a decade now. I know it's legit because no one lasts that long if it wasn't. You got to have courage, number three. Number four, you got to have passion. Number five, you got to be empowering and the ability to empower others. Number six, you got to be trustworthy. And number seven, likability. And so those are the seven characteristics and traits that you've got to have if you want to be influential. Tonight, I'm talking about confidence. You got to be confident. And confidence is weird because you can think of probably 1,000 reasons right now of why you shouldn't do something, why you should sort of fall back and take this posture of, why me, you know, or should I do this? So there's 10 steps here that we want to lay out, a 10 step plan to build your confidence. Number one, eliminate self-doubt. Address the very things that are getting in your way. Erase doubts you had as a child, thinking you weren't good enough, and identify and acknowledge and then act out and act upon what is stopping you. It is amazing, Chris. I was reading it, and you've probably seen the same study that, and it's a comedy bit, but it's true. They did a thing about, you know, every year they do this survey of the top things that most people fear. What are you afraid of most? And inevitably, every year, public speaking is number one, mm-hmm. Death is number two,
yep.
And then I don't know what number three is, but what are you laughing at?
Public speaking was above death.
Yes.
Yes.
People would rather die.
I would rather than shoot myself publicly than go on stage.
Really?
No. I was just saying like,
oh, I'm thinking you're saying that. But
that's true.
I get it.
So the comedy business, Seinfeld had a wonderful line. He goes, so what people are saying is they would rather be at a funeral at their own funeral than have to give the eulogy.
That's a good analogy.
That's a great analogy. But isn't it true? Well, why? The question is why? Why would people be afraid? And it's because you feel like people are looking at you and they're judging you. They're thinking about you misspelled a word.
Yeah.
You misspelled intelligent. And the person on the front row in the left corner.
Yeah. That was saying, amazing.
That was amazing. It wasn't That's on purpose. Amazing.
And that did happen. And you did it.
Misspelling me.
To be fair, though, you misspelled intelligent.
I was trying to be funny.
So well, now that's the way you should have spun it.
That's just the way I spun it.
But you didn't spin it that way. I mean, that's the most amazing thing. You're talking about intelligence that you can't spell.
The irony is rich with this one.
It's rich.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But eliminating self-doubt is hard. Eliminating self-doubt is hard sometimes, but it to me, you know, it's just like going to the gym and lifting weights. Sometimes the thing you need to do is break down the process. You know, some of the things that we've worked with people in the past here is they get real excited about TW3. They get excited about hearing all these folks making money. They get excited about all of the potential that they can earn. But then when it just comes to taking that first phone call and talking to that first person, they just never can get to that point. And what I've always told people is go ahead and go to the worst case scenario. What's the worst case scenario? Your words are jumbled. They ask you questions that you can't answer and you feel like an idiot. Hmm. So what? You don't know them. They're not going to be someone you meet tomorrow. This is someone in, you know, Wazoo, wherever. And, you know, get in there and go ahead and start making your mistakes and be okay with it. Because if there's anything that I've proven is you don't have to be that smooth and polished to make good money in the online business. You just got to do. But so many times people will circumvent and not take off because they're just that self-doubt. Number two, she says, is accept it. To lower your stress, admit that you suffer from low self-confidence sometimes. Denying a confidence problem causes stress levels to skyrocket. Have you ever thought about that? You know, sometimes our egos won't allow us to admit that we have some fear here, or we are apprehensive here, or we have a little bit of anxiety here. You know, and I think it's because most of us feel like we're admitting that we're weak or something when we go there. But I will tell you the greatest way to gain strength is first admitting I'm a little weak here. This is not where my strong suit is. But if you will accept it, you will find the psychological courage it takes to go ahead and, okay, it's okay. It's all right. And be okay with it. Number three, share it. Accountability and talking to people that's in your circle. That's why mastermind groups and one of the things I love about this family of TW3, we meet these folks at the conference and stuff. We've got some really, really good people. If for nothing else, the reason you ought to come to next year's conference is just to be around some people. Average people, just run of the mill, salt of the earth people that are making extraordinary amounts of money and success in their business because they've grabbed a hold of something they love, a passion, and they've got some sort of process to put in place. And the way that happens is they are around other people and they can share, you know, what's working, what's not working, and sort of, you know, the old adage, I don't know where it's at, but iron sharpens iron.
Right.
You know, it's, you got to have that. And so step one, eliminate self-doubt. Step two, accept that sometimes you've got some things that are you're sort of timid about. Step three, share it with other people so they can be an encouragement to you. Step four, find what's real. Look at the facts of the situation. Stop playing and replaying the old tape. We got into that the other week that says I can't or don't deserve. Revisit all the accomplishments you've had before. And you started talking about this today when we were playing golf about one of the best ways that you thought about building confidence was having some small wins.
Yeah. And so there's two phases to this whole thing too, by the way, and there's this front side that you're dealing with is the whole,
developing awareness.
Yeah, you're owning it is what I would say.
Yeah.
which a lot of people don't want to do. I found that when I kind of start thinking about and owning those areas of my where I don't have confidence, it begins to point out what those things are, which then leads to the next thing, which I think's on here too. Then you start earning some wins. Find the small wins.
Yeah.
And wins is the best way to develop confidence, period.
Yeah.
You have a little bit of success, and then that breeds more success.
Yeah.
And when you fail, you learn from the failure. And to me, if you learn well, then it leads to another win.
Right.
And I know, so my example for that would be the hardest thing I've ever done by far. And listen, I've done business stuff that's unbelievably difficult. I've started a church, unbelievably difficult. Hardest thing ever done, comedy by far.
Wow.
And there's a lot of, it's hard to remain confident when you keep having some losses.
Right.
You know, you go up.
There's a lot of headwind in that.
Yeah. You know, the hardest thing you'll ever do is walking into a room that nobody knows you.
Or cares about you.
Don't know you, don't care about you, and are just as open and willing to heckling you as they are celebrating it with you.
They're going
to
get entertainment out of you one way or the other.
You're there, and you're standing on a stage with a microphone, and that's it. There's no guitar. There's no videos.
There's nothing to hide behind.
It's just your words.
Yeah.
Very difficult. And so you have to have a lot of confidence to do that. And that's one of the reasons I did it for the first time, because I've had a lot of wins in other areas, and that one was a tough one.
Right.
And when you get over that, it's that first win. And when you get that first laugh, then it builds a little confidence. Okay, I can do it. And then when you have a great set, you know, and people walk away with positive, you know, listen, here's a funny one too. And I did a show up in Hendersonville last week, and this is stupid. It sounds stupid, but think about it.
Okay.
At the end of the set, three people, and it wasn't a large group, it was say 70 people, but I sold three or four shirts. I think it was four shirts, merch. So what does that tell you? You know,
they're fans.
They liked it, and they enough that they wanted to buy your merch with your information and your stuff on it. And so I remember when that happened, I was like, all right, that's good.
You.
Yeah. And then, you know, hey, what's your page? I want to follow you. And by the way, that's chrisroop.com
or plug.
Comedy on Facebook. But that's okay. I don't mind shamelessly plugging that.
I'm more right.
If you would like to be a fan, which some of you after my earlier story about,
if you guys want to follow my Patreon,
but confidence is that one win at a time.
Yeah.
It's you get it. And then being brave enough to take another chance.
Yeah.
Even when you fail, it's like, okay, well, what can I learn from that? And then take a chance. And it's the momentum. And that was the second thing we didn't finish that thought, which is not a surprise.
Who, us?
So a win leads to a win. And what really develops confidence is momentum, the momentum of wins.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean there can't be a loss in there, but it's when the wins outweigh the losses. And that's this momentum that begins to build. And you had, when we were talking about it, I do remember you kind of pivoted to a pretty good point. About how do you measure wins? It's better to start. Why don't you share that? Because I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, I've always thought that the best way to psychologically build myself up with confidence is quit making a win this thing that, if a win to you starting out was you went up and did an hour set and you killed.
Right.
Every single line was a punch and just knocked them out one after the other. If that was your definition of winning, then you've already lost.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times working with entrepreneurs, they've got it in their head. Okay. A win for me is $2,500 a week.
Right.
Okay. That's fine. But if you're starting at ground zero, then tell me this, isn't making $100 a week a win if you can get that part done in the next 3 to 4 weeks?
Right.
And then isn't making $500 a week in the next 3 months a win if you're starting at zero? In other words, so in TW3 world, I would tell you, instead of placing a win of I've got to close, you know, and make $4,000 tomorrow, why not say, if you're just starting, I'm going to call 5 qualified leads tomorrow. I'm going to use this process that Terry's given me to get 5 qualified leads. A qualified lead is someone that's filled out that long form. and I'm going to call them back. I'm going to face my fears. I'm going to call them. I don't know everything about everything, but I've always said, if you have to know everything before you start doing anything, you'll never go anywhere. Cause you got, you're never going to be, that's literally making perfect the enemy of good.
Right.
You know, let, you know, just get in there and figure out what you don't know and earn as you learn.
Yeah. And statistics on what you just said was, if you do that, maybe not in the early days, but with a little experience with time, if you're doing 5 a day, 25 a week, that's one sale, one conversion.
And the average commission, if you take in the lows of $750 and the highs of $1,500, is $1,000.
Right.
So in the aggregate, you're going to make $1,000 a sale. So if I can talk to 25 qualified leads a week and do due diligence with following up, answering their questions,
right,
making sure I'm doing right by them. Cause I tell people all the time, hear me now, feel me later. Entrepreneurialism isn't for everybody, but for those who it is right for, and you've got a sensibility of, this is someone who's hungry and has the emotional intelligence and the character to see this through, then those are the people you want to yoke up with and start doing business and make it happen. And if you will talk to 25 people, you will find 25 qualified people.
Right.
You'll find that one.
Right.
And that's the thing. And so our first characteristics that guys that we hit today in being influential is, you got to have confidence. And if you don't have confidence, it's hard to persuade people. So the whole point, we don't give this content out because we're wanting just to puff you up, make you feel good. That's all great. We want to do that. We have a heart to make sure that you're getting positive stuff in your life, no doubt. But there's a practical reason why we give you this. It is hard to persuade people and influence people when you have this timidity about you, when you have this sort of like you're almost apologizing for talking to them. You've got to have some boldness about you, not cockiness, not arrogance, not any of that.
Yeah, there's that, the fine line between confidence and arrogance.
Yeah.
And arrogance, you know, the problem with arrogance is it doesn't develop influence. It's actually what we were joking about earlier. It becomes the opposite of a magnet. It becomes a repellent.
It's a repellent. That's right. Oh, yeah. And I think that's different personality types are different.
Right.
Some people hear me say confidence and they start naturally because of their preconditions and the way their personality makeup is. Well, they just start going out beating their chest and acting like an obnoxious jerk. Well, that's not going to work. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is, I humbly submit myself to you because I think I have enough value to help you in your life. And you carry your posture in a confident but humble way. And it gets down to, I think, the last trait is, which is likability. Because all of these traits are in combination with one another. If you take one out, extrapolate it. Like, for instance, you can be, I know someone who is wildly, wildly likable, but they have no influence in the field that they're in because they lack a lot of competency.
Mm.
You like them. Oh, that's so, oh, I like that guy. He's a good guy.
He's a guy you give a hug when you walk in. Yeah,
but he don't know what he's talking about.
I hug him, but I don't want to talk to him.
Well, I'll even talk to him. I'll chew the fat. But if he told me anything, I just like, he's a good guy, but he don't know. You know, well, that's not influence. If you take apart any of these traits, you got to have them all. But tonight we're talking about confidence. We'll get into some others when we get back. Guys, when we get back, Chris and Reagan and Rivers looking up who we're going to give his stuff to, because we're going to give some stuff away tonight. And we're going to go see who has bought tickets. And we're going to give a 2-night, 3-day vacation away, and we'll be back right after this. You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to TerryWilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. TerryWilson3.com/freebook.
you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to TerryWilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's TerryWilson3.com/call center.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
We're giving some stuff away. I hope you guys are still out there. I still hope you're awake. If you're awake and you're in the chat room, let us know you're still here. Because they're trying to figure out how to pronounce the name. The mics are turned off. I'll pull you guys up now.
I was intentional.
Okay.
We kept the mic off.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Me and River are going to work this together, I think.
Yeah, so going to work that out. So tell us, guys.
This was shared on, so this is for the $300 in food restaurant certificates. And it was on Twitter.
And
her name is Queen. If you're on YouTube, I think her name was Chick Chef.
I think
it might be the same person.
Queen.
But it's Queen Asijiki. So what we need you to do, if you are on YouTube, Queen, send us a message saying, hey, that's me. And and then you might want to either send us an email or something so we know who or where to send this.
If you go by Queen on Twitter... And spell that
Asijiki.
Asijika?
You're braver than I am. Okay. I just don't want to botch it on her behalf. Look, my name's Roop. I get Rup.
Well, obviously, I don't mind botching anything. I mean, look at me.
You gave it a good shot.
I gave it a good shot. Well, if your name is Queen and you're on here, what we need you to do is go to TerryWilson3.com/contact. Let us know that that's who you are. And give us a profile pic that matches the one up there or something. We'll have to work it out as to know who you are. But we have got a $300 restaurant certificate to go out to your favorite restaurant, whether it be Outback or anywhere else, Olive Garden. Hey, you could even go to McDonald's. I'm loving it. You deserve a break today, Chris.
You go to McDonald's, you're going to be taking a long break.
It runs through you like Usain Bolt, I've heard.
That was your joke.
What's it called, River, when someone takes your joke and megaphones it?
Plagiarism.
It's called plagiarism. I don't know what the kids call it.
One school, they would call it a megaphone. It's like you say the joke, nobody hears it, and then the kid behind you goes, yeah, and that's when I said shut up, and everybody laughs, and you're like, hope you stub your toe. Yeah.
Hey, someone had a question. Thomas Bell said, what is the link to the book on email marketing? If you're talking about the $1 million email marketing system, you can go to TerryWilson3.com/M as in million, D as in dollar, E as in email, M as in marketing, S as in system. It's TerryWilson3.com/MDEMS. And I couldn't make it any more complicated. I might even try to come up with some hashtag.
How about just million?
Hashtag 541.
How about marketing? I mean, there's a lot of words.
Need to redo that. That's
intelligent. And the real fun is, how is it spelled, though?
Oh my word. Guys, I'm telling you, if you want to hear about what some things that you're going to be able to do. What is this?
I think we're going to pass the air around.
What are you doing?
You know, you paid money for air. I mean, that's just air.
Yeah, I know.
No, it can
it's
be
compressed.
Used, look, if you go, that could be used as a weapon.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I heard a rumor that people sniff or snort that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah, because they make you, you have to be,
you got to be over 18 to buy it. You I can't went, go to Best Buy and get that.
I went to Staples and I was buying two bottles of this. She's like, can I see your ID? And like, I instinctively was just pointing. I was like, wait a minute. This isn't a bar. What?
I was like, am I air? Is this alcohol? Is this air?
I just clean my listen, keyboard.
I'm not, people are snorting
I'm,
it.
I'm 100% sure this is not politically correct.
But according to the chat, we don't
we're
have
fine.
To be, we're fine.
But yeah. Here, help me. What? At what point say, hey, I got an idea.
Let's snort this.
You see this can of air?
Let's snort it.
I'm going to stick this in my mouth or my nose. I mean, what could go wrong?
Yeah, nothing.
Who guys, came up with that idea?
If you're an elite member, you will want to be on the Wednesday night program because we're going to give you an opportunity like nothing we've ever done before. You will have, I'll give you a little hint. It involves coming to the conference this coming week. Next year.
Yeah, it's cool. There's a big difference.
If you want to come to the conference, you need to go to worthmoreconference.com. Get your tickets now. That's worthmoreconference.com. Tickets are selling out. But get over there, get that, and then come to the Elite Mastermind this coming Wednesday because we've got some really cool stuff. Eric says, I had two Chapter 4 dudes in my platoon in Afghanistan for huffing.
Oh, no. That's right. It's called huffing.
It's huffing.
Yeah. He had two guys that were huffing.
Yeah.
Four. So now, because of that, you have to have ID for air.
Listen, for air. Well, first of all, they were over 18. They're in the military.
Still think it's frowned upon.
Chris.
I don't know if 18 is the problem. I don't think that's the issue at all.
Anyway.
Listen, I understand people have addictions. I'm just trying to understand. And you drink a little casually, it turns into alcohol. Yeah, I got it. So, I mean, I feel bad for that. I mean, my grandfather died of alcoholism, but I'm just struggling with how do you say, I think I'm going to take this can and shove it in my mouth or nose, whatever huffing is. I don't understand. I'm struggling.
That's desperation.
Mm. Now, what? Desperate about what?
I've talked to emergency room doctors that tell me about what people will shove.
How do you go there?
I'm just saying it never senses to surprise me what the human person will do.
I see the connection.
Yeah. I like what Eric said though. He said they put bitters in it now, just so you know, it tastes terrible. And then he said they weren't addicts.
You don't do it now. I don't know.
He said they weren't addicts. They were bored.
Well, see, that helps a little bit. They were trying to figure something to do. Hey, y'all, watch this. And that was the, I got an idea. I bet if we take this delicious can of air and shove it in our mouths, it'll be amazing.
It beats a ferret.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean,